traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Happy Tuesday. Are you struggling in the sleep department after we sprung forward on Sunday? You're not alone. Some tips to help you next.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill all the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Good morning. How much did you love the weather yesterday? It was so nice to take a walk, feel that sunshine, and not be in a thick winter jacket and toque. More of the same today, getting up to about 9 degrees, and we should get plenty of sunshine.
The Pooja and Gurjeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Oh, man, I don't know about you guys. We all slept horribly in here. Yeah. If you're listening at home right now, or maybe you're in the car heading to work a little bleary-eyed, This spring forward, it really got us this year.
And by the way, it's Sleep Awareness Month. Really? This is the month where our sleep is the worst? Maybe that's why it's the month.
Yeah, maybe.
To highlight it.
You think the 1 hour doesn't make much of a difference, but I will say I hung out with you on Saturday night, and then I came back to my place.
And what a snooze fest that was.
What a snooze fest. I came back and I was like reading a little bit, watching some hockey highlights, and then I looked at my watch before I went to bed. I'm like, 3:15? I'm like, how long have I been reading?
That's usually what time you wake up for work.
Yeah, and I panicked, and I'm like, I better go to bed right now. I forgot we sprung forward, so it was really like 2:15, which is still late, but it's jarring when it jumps forward.
And let me guess, you were probably snoring. You were so tired, you were probably snoring.
We'd have to verify with Coffee the Pooch on that one. Yeah. I cannot confirm or deny.
You don't actually know if you're a snorer?
Listen, it's a slippery slope, but let's not get into it. But you are a snorer. We're looking for Toronto's loudest snorer, and we are going to crown our winner on Friday, but we've been getting submissions all week from you, and we got one here we want to play you. This is Anita from Scarborough, who nominated her husband. Let's have a listen.
Anita.
that's unique because it's snoring on the way in and out. Like, normally, it's kind of just one way. He's breathing in and breathing out. He's snoring. How do you do that?
So, Anita nominated her husband. That was him snoring. And she said it's so disruptive for her to get a good sleep that they started sleeping on separate floors in their house.
Wait, not even just separate bedrooms, separate floors?
Separate floors. But she can still hear him snoring. And she says she has to wear earplugs just to get a good sleep.
The next step is separate houses, separate subdivisions, separate cities. Oh, man, Anita, we feel for you. Keep your submissions coming. Go to CHFI.com right now to nominate someone in your life. And there's a pretty sweet prize attached to it.
Yeah, this is a Bloom bundle of queen size products courtesy of Sleep Country. You want to win this prize. And you know what? You're not sleeping well, this will help you sleep better.
Toronto's loudest snorer, we're crowning you on Friday. Thomas and Santana on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Coming up in the next block, Ariana Grande. Plus, we're going to find out what's bugging Steph.
With speech by traffic, I'm Eva Frajascados. Good morning. On the eastbound 401 at Avenue in the Express, we've got the two right lanes closed for construction. At Avenue in the Collector's, left lane is closed for construction. Westbound on Lakeshore, approaching Fort York to west of Ontario Place, we've got one lane closed off. That's for construction. Get out and winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
It's the Reliance Home Comfort Spring Trade-In and Save event. For a limited time, get $1,200 in credit towards a new furnace or air conditioner, your choice. That's right, $1,200 to upgrade to a new energy-efficient furnace or AC when you trade in your old equipment. Any age, any make, any condition. And with over 140,000 five-star reviews, you're not just getting a great deal, you're getting great service. This offer won't last long, so if you're ready to trade in and save,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
If there's anything we Canadians are proud of, is we support each other. And Access Storage knows this because we're truly Canadian, and your support has made us Canada's leader in storage solutions. Proudly serving our communities for more than 25 years. Thank you. And if you haven't tried us yet and need extra space, try 4 weeks free now. So drop that hockey stick, finish that poutine, throw on that toque, and celebrate the True North strong in 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian, store Canadian.
Oil and natural gas is an irreplaceable part of Canada's national economic prosperity. Global demand is growing, and numerous countries have been asking for Canadian-made energy exports. It's time for a new approach that brings Canadians together in support of our locally made energy, mining, food, and forestry. It's time to build pipelines, power lines, railroads, and ports so we can take control of our economic future. A message from Canada Action Coalition. Visit secureourprosperity.ca to learn more.
Craving meaty with a side of cheesy and something satisfying to sip at Tim's? Make a meal of it with Tim's new 3-meat hat trick flatbread pizza, new garlic bread, and a peach lemonade quencher. Try it today at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time.
It's time for Tim's.
Even the smallest business can face big risks. Get a business insurance quote at zensurance.com in minutes and receive a $20 gift card with the referral code RADIO. Policies start at $19 a month. Be protected. Be Zen. Zensurance.com.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Toronto-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
Dibs, one of the most powerful words in vacation planning. Next to Sunwing's Save More, Do More, that is. Why, you ask? Well, while you're asking, I'm booking. First Dibs means I just snagged that suite so fancy, it makes my Instagram. Travel advisor, or at...
What's hotter than Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich? Getting one for just $4.99. Did we mention it's also made with Canadian chicken? Get in on this hot deal before April 6th. Available at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Daily reminder, you can get your weekly groceries for less at Walmart. And right now, you can save $2.13 on a pint of fresh blueberries, on for only $2.84 each. That's 42% in savings. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... Wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or rogers.com and save up to $20 a month on a 24-month term on Canada's most reliable internet. Get Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
Home show pricing is on now at Appliance Canada. Visit our booth at the Toronto Enercare Center to save up to 20% off Signature Kitchen Suite. Signature Kitchen Suite will be on site at 2 from Friday to Sunday to promote their new transitional series of appliances featured at the home show. Ask about our special financing offer available for qualifying packages OAC. Appliance Canada, Canadian owned and operated since 1983. Visit appliancecanada.com for details.
Waking up with the Pooja and Radeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no repeat guarantee. 98.1 CHFI.
Happy March break. Look, even though it just started, producer Steph already bothered. We will find out what's bugging Steph after Ariana Grande.
I was a liar. I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it. At least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure. Cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't wanna lie. I know she gives you everything, but I couldn't give it to you. And I know that you got everything, but I got nothing here without you. So one last time, I need to be the one who takes you home. One more time, upon
are you enjoying these milder temperatures? We continue with them today. 11 is our high. It's going to be a little gusty with the winds, but we'll still take it.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to find out.
You know what? It's a Monday. I think you're entitled to have something bug you on a Monday. And this is the place to air it. producer Steph.
Also, like, Steph hasn't vented in a while, so there could be a lot of things stewing. You're like on a slow cooker.
Well, first of all, time change. We're not even going to go there because that just bugs everybody.
Yeah.
But on Friday, I was just making sure, like, I was looking at the schedule because you had mentioned that your kids had 2 weeks off for March break. And I was like, hold on, do my kids have 2 weeks?
No, just
I didn't plan for this.
2 weeks is crazy.
Yeah, they're in preschool. It's 2 weeks. I know most people have but 1 week, but it's still long. In BC, they did try the 2 week thing. So that's why I got confused. So I went online to both of their schools to go look at when their March break was. And I see there's no March break.
What?
It says midwinter break.
I'm sorry, what's it called?
And I'm like, what?
Midwinter break?
I'm like, isn't it spring in like 10 days?
That's what your kid's school calls it?
Both of them. So my daughter's in high school, my son's in elementary, so I thought one of the schools messed up.
Right.
But they both say midwinter break.
But it's not midwinter. Winter's over in 10 days.
Thank you.
Midwinter would have been like if this was in January.
That's what's bugging me. Why did we need to change that?
And like a lot of, in the U.S., they call it spring break. It's not officially spring, but that makes more sense.
But you can at least buy into that. It's optimistic. It's forward looking.
You're going into spring.
And I'm sorry, was there something wrong with March break that it needed a name change?
That's what I'm saying.
Midwinter doesn't even roll off the tongue.
No, it's March break. It's a break in March.
Yeah.
It's the only one that's accurate.
If you're going to change March break, then let's change it to something that's a little more realistic. Like, take your kids.
Right.
You can have them back.
Yeah. 1 week off.
Yes.
Or teacher's break. It's a break for them, too.
Yeah.
I have never heard outside of this room, and you just telling me that. Obviously, I don't have kids, so I don't look at these schedules. But I've never heard it called midwinter break by anyone else, so I don't think it's catching on.
No, and I've never seen that on any of their calendars before. Every time I've gone to check for whatever reason, it's always said March break. I just don't understand why it's called midwinter break. We're in spring in 10 days.
This is like when Gretchen Whitmer tried to make fetch a thing.
Work.
TDSB or whatever board it was.
Just leave it.
No.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. And I don't know, maybe if you're a teacher and you want to weigh in, tell us why they would call it midwinter break when it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you can give us a shout, 416-872-CHFI, or fire us a text if you're even awake at 981-981.
98.1 CHFI.
Somebody kiss me.
Show. Hope you're having a great morning. We'll get you caught up on everything you need to know and use. And coming up, more music from Taylor Swift and J-Lo.
98.1 CHFI. Did you hear the Pooja and Gurdeep Show?
So today's National Napping Day, which feels sometimes these days really make sense.
I know. And so this is actually a perfect day to take a nap if you can. Mm-hmm. My idea of a perfect nap, I don't even need a lot of time. I just need like a 20-minute power nap on the couch while I'm watching something. Because I have to like fall asleep mid-show and then set a timer for 20 minutes so I remember to wake up.
That sounds terrible. Less than ideal.
What is?
On my side, blackout curtains, eye mask, gentle sound bath, someone with nice, pretty nails gently scratching my back, spooning with coffee, and it's between 90 minutes to 3 hours.
Oh my goodness. First of all, you can just get that on demand? You just have somebody around who scratches your back?
No, that's the only part of that equation I'm missing.
So this is a dream scenario.
Yes, I'm taking applications
okay,
though.
Okay, got it.
Weekday starting at 5 a.m.
on 98.1 CHFI.
Time's running out to take advantage of Wealthsimple's best match offer yet. With our big winter bundle, you'll get a 2% match on qualified RRSP transfers and a 1% match on other eligible accounts. Just register and initiate your transfers within 30 days to get your cash bonus. And remember, March 15th is your last chance to make the most of your recent contributions. Minimum $15,000 transfer. Additional terms apply. Learn more at wealthsimple.com/match.
What if we told you one of the hottest new casinos in town is available right from your phone?
It's true. DraftKings Casino is available now. Play all the classics like slots, blackjack, roulette, Cleopatra, and more whenever and wherever right from the palm of your hand.
Why wait?
Join the action. Download the app and explore everything DraftKings Casino has to offer. Play easily right from your device, day or night. Get exclusive games you won't find anywhere else, including Rocket, a DraftKings Casino exclusive game. Ride the Rocket for as long as you can handle. Bail out before it crashes to win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Go to the App Store and download the DraftKings Casino app now to experience the casino floor like never before. Start playing your favorite casino games from the palm of your hand with DraftKings Casino today.
Gambling problem? Call Connex Ontario, 1-866-531-2600. 19 plus. Physically present in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. See casino.draftkings.com for details. Please play responsibly.
Critics are roaring. The Lion King is a smash hit at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Immerse yourself in the magic of the Pride Lands and experience what the Toronto Star declares a musical juggernaut of theatrical excellence. Get your weeknight orchestra seats from $79. Book at Mervish.com.
Did you know that 94% of Hyundai SUVs are still on the road after 10 years? Or that the Hyundai Tucson has best-in-class standard tech and safety features? Or that right now, you can take advantage of a special offer on the Hyundai Tucson with finance rates from 3.99% or $90 weekly lease payments at 6.49%. Discover the advantage of owning a Hyundai during the Hyundai Advantage sales event on now. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
My name is Maria. Okay, I lied, it's Mary. But I'm feeling more European after my European-style holiday on MSC Cruises. The ristorante, restaurants, nightlife and shops and la galleria. And of course, American touches, like a sports bar and water slides. Bellissimo. Okay, this is a problem.
Book now and save up to 35% off. Plus, kids sail free. MSC Cruises. Let's holiday. To book, visit msccruises.com or contact your travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Ships registered in Panama and Malta.
Let's find out what's going on in the world. Eva Fragiscatos, what's happening?
Good morning. Markets in both the U.S. and Canada plunged yesterday as the trade war between the countries gets closer to becoming a reality. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has said President Trump will follow through with his 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports tomorrow, but the recent threat against Canadian dairy and lumber won't happen until April. New Liberal leader Mark Carney will need to be sworn in as prime minister in the coming days, name a new cabinet, and make plans for the coming federal election. Carney is promising a seamless and quick transition as he gets ready to take over from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
York University is the latest post-secondary institution to cut down its offerings, suspending new admission to 18 undergraduate programs starting this fall. They mainly include humanities-based courses like Indigenous and Women and Gender Studies. A spokesperson says only admission to the programs is being suspended, not the programs themselves. In sports, a big night for Toronto teams. Leafs beat Utah 4-3 in a shootout. Raptors beat the Wizards 119-104. CHFI weather, another mild day today. Sun and cloud with a high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near minus 3. Tomorrow, cooler and mainly cloudy with a high near 0. Right now, it is 6, feels like 3 degrees. On the eastbound 401 at Avenue in the Express and Collector Lanes, we've got lane restrictions due to construction. West 401 west of Keele in the Express, some tire debris in the right lane. And it looks like we've got a closure in Brampton, McLaughlin from Remembrance to Mayfield that's shut down because of a house fire. Take the family to a world of treehouses at Treetop Trekking and Universe of Outdoor Trampolines in Upla. Open March break in Hamilton and Stouffville. Book at treetoptrekking.com.
Hi, this is Doshan Charitar. I listen to Pooja on Gurdeep, and I love 98.1 CHFI, and I love the music on this radio station.
Serious question. Am I a bad friend? I feel like I may be, but I also think I gotta be honest with how I'm feeling. You tell me. I'll tell you what happened coming up after J-Lo.
Now if I need
533, 6 degrees right now, and mild temperatures continue for today. 11 is our high for today. It's going to be a little breezy, though.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Am I a bad friend?
Yes. Sorry. I mean, no.
I haven't even given you the context.
No. Why are you a bad friend? You're not ever a bad friend.
I've been feeling some guilt lately.
Okay.
I don't want to go to my friend's kid's birthday party. Is that bad?
Well, what's the reason?
Okay, so like I kind of have a rule. Like I always go to the first birthday party because all my friends have kids at this point.
Right.
Go to a first birthday party. It's always a little weird because it's mostly people like with kids and their kids are all playing and I'm just like single guy like refilling my fruit punch.
And then there's other kids coming up to you going, Daddy! And you're like,
and
no.
I'm like, no, son. And it's fine. It's okay. You see some of your friends. It's cool. But it's generally on like a Sunday afternoon. It's kind of a weird time. Mm-hmm. Sunday's your reset day, your meal prep day. You're getting set for the week. But now 12 to 3, I'm hanging out at a play place. I got to take my shoes off. It's kind of weird, right? I'm like, do I really need to be here? I'm flattered that I still get the invite.
Well, everybody wants Uncle Gurdeep there.
I guess.
You're the Funkle.
I love my friends. I love their kids. I think I come to the first one, but don't invite me to 2, 3, or 4. I'm off the hook for birthday parties 2, 3, and 4. Maybe I'll come to 5 because 5's a different era now.
Right.
I'll check in every 4 years at your kid's birthday party, but I don't need to be there every year.
And by 5, it's kind of like at your level, right? In terms of maturity and conversation.
Yeah, there we
go.
Ha,
right?
Ha, wah,
that
wah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's
Do
right up there.
Do your friends know this is how you feel?
No, but I did recently not go to 2 second birthday parties. Now, in fairness, I had reasons not to go. Sunday's the day I usually go see my mom.
Okay.
Right, so it wasn't like I was just sitting at home twiddling my thumbs.
Right.
But I'm like, am I going to lose a day with my mom, a sacred Sunday afternoon?
You started this conversation with, you know, you need time to yourself on those
I
days.
I do.
So even if you were twiddling your thumbs, listen, I'm giving you a hard time, but I actually agree with you. I don't even think I have an expectation that you would come if I was to do a second, third, fourth birthday. I wouldn't have an expectation for you to come to the first one, because it's the first one.
First and fifth and tenth. Like, I'll check in every 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's bad. I don't think that makes you a bad friend.
Like, Modi, you have a mustache now. You're 15.
It's time to celebrate.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think for so many of us as parents, you know, we have to go, right? And you're going for your kids, but you're also going because you're getting to know the parents. And it's a time for you to also have a good time with the parents and bond in that way, because these are going to be your play dates and people you're going to have a relationship with. For you, what are you doing there?
If I had kids, I would absolutely be there. This is a day out for them, chance for them to go nuts, spread their germs, whatever, all that stuff the kids do at birthday parties. But like, as a single guy, I've made this choice. I think I should be off the hook.
Yeah.
There's certain privileges I don't get, but then it also lets me off the hook.
But I also wouldn't have invited you.
Thank you.
Same.
Like, not as a bad friend. I'd just be like, you don't have kids. I don't expect you to be there. It's more for like kids or like the parents.
Thank you.
Right? I'm with you. I wouldn't have invited you, but then I would have been like, oh, now he's going to hold this one against me and be like, oh, you didn't even invite me to their second and third and fourth birthdays.
You know how like sometimes if people don't get invited to stuff, they feel left out? When I don't get invited, I feel seen. I'm like, thank you. I know you thought of me.
Seen.
And you thought of me and you're like, yeah, we're not going to invite him. Does it make me a bad friend that this is how I feel?
I'm going to go with no. I don't think it makes you a bad friend. But I think you do have to be honest.
No, you're not.
You have to be honest, though. You have to, like, I think you just say, don't lie and come up with other excuses.
No, listen, it was that Evite and I RSVP'd on the Evite and I was like, I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
Right.
Decline.
But then you didn't say,
I didn't go into this spiel.
Invite me to the 5th and the 10th.
I'll attach the audio file to this segment next time I RSVP. But I want to know, you tell me, 416-872-CHFI, this is how I feel. Does it make me a bad friend? Maybe you can relate.
He said, let's get out of this town. Heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever, but this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome.
said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. Staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
By traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the southbound 404 south of Woodbine, we've got the right lane closed off with some debris. West 401 west of Keele Express, right lane also closed off. That's for tire debris. And East 401 at Islington in the collectors, the right lane is now closed. That's all because of a collision. Get out and winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win for Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
When you sit on your Aeroplan points, it's like you're sitting on your next trip. Like a sunny getaway by the sea. But instead, you're sitting on your Aeroplan points. So the only sea you get to sit in is a sea of traffic. Use your points and go from smelling your Ocean Breeze air freshener to smelling the Ocean Breeze. Ah, so stop sitting on your next trip and start enjoying your Aeroplan points.
Gurdeep Ahluwalia here for California Closets, Canadian-owned and operated California Closets, I might add. So the free design consultation and the 3D mock-ups of my new linen closet and front hallway closet are in. They look awesome. And the next step is for me to head into the California Closet showroom so I can pick all the materials, colors, and finishes. That's when it starts to feel real. Canadian-owned and operated, serving Ontario since 1998. Schedule your free design consultation at californiaclosets.com.
The best way to show your love for Canada is to shop Canadian. At Healthy Planet, they proudly offer the largest selection of local brands in food, supplements, beauty, and more. Look for the red maple leaf in store and select the Canadian filter online at healthyplanetcanada.com. Because choosing Canadian not only helps you live healthy, but helps you make our country healthier. Visit one of 37 locations across Ontario. Healthy Planet, Canada's one-stop health shop for everyday value.
Ah, 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 yes.
Itching to head outside as the weather warms up? Just remember, when it's 0 degrees and above, you and your pets aren't the only ones active. For the health of the whole family, make sure you're offering your dog or cat the protection they need. Talk to your veterinarian about all-in-one options today and visit NextGuard.ca for some great savings. That's NextGuard, N-E-X-G-A-R-D.
Slinky, slinky. Fun for a boy or girl. But you know what's more fun? A fully immersive experience where you can test your spy skills, outshred guitar monsters, play digital dodgeball, escape on the zipline, and discover your superpowers. That sounds like fun. For everyone. No stairs required. Plan your visit to the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. Play strong.
You deserve a great lunch. That's why Boston Pizza now offers a $15 lunch menu, including a main, side, and a drink served in just 20 minutes. Boston Pizza's $15 lunch menu. Because a fast lunch doesn't have to mean fast food.
Melissa Etheridge. Joss Stone. Esther. Don't miss Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone.
Here's the thing. In these uncertain times, Ontario businesses need certain relief. The WSIB is giving $2 billion in rebates back to Ontario businesses. Find yours by logging into your account at wsib.ca/online services.
Canada isn't just where we live. It's who we are. Strong, resilient, proud. Every time you buy Canadian, you feel that strength.
Now more than ever, choose Canadian chicken. Raised with no added hormones or steroids, meeting high food safety and animal care standards. When you raise chickens right, you get good chicken. Look for the Raised by a Canadian Farmer label.
Shop Canadian, the true north, strong and free.
At Sleep Country Canada, we know that for every reason that keeps us awake, there are hundreds more that make us dream. Like hosting your bacon brunch, taking your dog's belly bobsledding, or building that leaning tower of pizza boxes with your son. That's why we're offering 25% off mattresses, pillows, and more. Because great sleep fuels tomorrow's dreams. Sleep well, Canada. Sleep Country. Helping Canadians sleep better for 30 years. Offer ends March 18th. Conditions apply.
Toronto Hydro has what you need to stay safe and informed during power outages. For updates 24/7, visit torontohydro.com/outage hub.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
It's March break, and maybe you are looking for some ideas of what to watch. There's some new released movies. I have some suggestions for you next.
I know.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Hey, happy March break. Another beautiful day on tap, getting up to about 9 degrees. It is 9 minutes to 6 o'clock.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
It's March break. Maybe you're thinking of things to do with the kids. And, you know, there's tons of activities that you can take part in. But maybe you just want to watch a good old-fashioned movie. Maybe you just want to go watch a movie with your kids.
Used to love doing that in March break. Like, you wake up, you're watching. Anytime you're watching Price is Right at home, you know it's like a day you probably should be at school and you're not.
Yes.
It's great. You fire up a little movie. And I don't know what it was as a kid. I could just watch the same movie. Over, is that still a thing for kids? You can just watch a movie 100 times until you know every single line?
Oh my gosh, I hope so. Because I did the same thing, like to the point where it was on VHS and the tape actually started to like, you know, peel off and like you had to like wind it yourself kind of thing. What was it for you?
Oh gosh, I had a few. Home Alone was one where I think we rented it from Jumbo Video so many times. My dad's like, I think we're just going to buy this one. You spent over $100 of my money renting this thing. Let's just buy it on VHS.
Oh my goodness. What That's a good one. Mine one's Uncle Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
Look at us, starring the same kid.
Same two people, John Candy and, John Candy, more cameo in Home Alone, but.
I don't know why, and it like the more I think about how that movie ages, like, is that something that my kids could watch? Because it feels very inappropriate, but I loved it.
There's, you know, Uncle Buck, yeah, that's right. I've seen it so many times on TV where they edit out some of the inappropriate stuff. Another one is Trading Places.
Yes.
That one, I forgot how inappropriate that is until you see the one that's not edited out. But yeah, aren't you excited to, like, as your kids hit different milestones, to watch some of your favorite movies. I know my brother loved that, watching some of his favorite movies as a kid with his kids.
Yes, and you hope they like it as much as you do, and then when they're not into it, you're like, wow, you don't get it. It was great back in the day kind of thing. There are two movies that are new, that are out, that maybe you want to take your kids to. There's one called Paddington in Peru.
Oh, Paddington went to Peru.
Yes, it's for ages 7 and up, but they actually did a review on this and found the adult experience is just as good as the kids' experience, which I think is a big part of it.
I love when they do that. They're brilliant. They know the parents are going to be sitting through this with them. Might as well put in a little subtext for the parents.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, the parents gave it like 4 out of 5. The kids gave it 4 out of 5, so that's great. And also, the other one is The Day the Earth Blew Up. It's a Looney Tunes movie. So that will also give you some nostalgia, ages 6 and up, for some of the Looney Tune characters, how you see them evolve in present day. I don't know if that's going to make you angry or if it's going to make you happy. But it's been updated, and that also got a high rating for both parents and kids.
Okay, I love that. What if your kids are a little bit older, Steph? You got a 15 and 11-year-old, right? So what are you watching with them?
They love watching the movies that we grew up with. So they love watching Back to the Future, Goonies,
classic.
Princess Bride. Yes. I watched with them Little Fred Savage. It's so cute. They love watching all that retro stuff.
Are they making a second Goonies? Did I read that headline?
They're
making a sequel like all these years later.
Yeah, well, and I'm hoping it still happens.
It's because they don't have any new ideas.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And because we grew up in the best time ever. Let's just go with that.
Bias there. The 80s and 90s were the greatest time in history.
It can't be said, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me. Done, but you worry some. I know, but who wants to live for?
here on the Pooch and Gurdeep Show. 2 minutes to 6 o'clock, and it's the Pooch and Gurdeep Show here. Pooch, it's not a great anniversary today, but it's an anniversary that's going to make us go back in time a little bit.
Uh-oh. Why? What's today? March 11th.
Yeah. 5 years ago today was when the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic, and the world basically shut down.
Yes. Oh, yes. I think, I remember the 13th for some reason, because I think that was my last day of work. That was when we all sort of looked at each other and said, okay, see you in 2 weeks, because we thought it was only going to be 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Little did we know.
Yeah. 3 years. It actually officially lasted. May 2023 is when the pandemic, quote unquote, ended. It was 5 years ago today that the NBA shut down.
Yes.
And I know, rightly or wrongly, that was, I think, the stimulus for a lot of people, for me to be like, oh crap, like this is
serious.
This is serious. The NBA shut down. Then the next morning, we were working in news at the time. I remember coming in, and the big news that morning was Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are in Australia, and they have COVID. And I think we thought, oh my gosh, if America's dad could, he was sort of the big first big celebrity to get it. Like, if America's dad could get it, we could all get it.
And worried about, you know, his health and safety and all of those things. Because at the time, we didn't have a whole lot of information of what this actually was. It seemed very scary. And then, like, this just takes me right back to washing my groceries. Like, the things that we used to do at that time, you know, it's also a time warp. Is it just me? Or every time I think of COVID, there's a couple of years there where I don't remember. I have no concept of time. Like, it's either it was so long ago or it was only yesterday.
I think you're in the majority there. For some reason, 2020 to 2023, it's really hard. It's all just mush in my brain.
Yes.
And then when COVID ended, I have a pretty firm grip on the last 2 years. Like, 2023 to 2025, I can pinpoint things that happened, times, places, dates. But those 3 years, and I think a lot of people feel this way, it's just a complete blur.
Yeah. I don't know what we're supposed to do on this anniversary.
Yeah.
Should we all just wear masks?
I'm going to sneeze into my elbow. I'm going to sneeze into my elbow. My gloves. I'm going to wipe down my groceries. How about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, dear. It is 6 o'clock right now and 3 degrees. Let's get your news with Eva Frangiscatos.
Good morning. Just days after winning the Liberal leadership race, Mark Carney is preparing to be sworn in as Prime Minister. The new Liberal leader is putting together his team and getting ready for the looming federal election. Yesterday, Carney had a private meeting with outgoing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and a separate meeting with the Liberal caucus. Well, the next round of Trump tariffs is set to take effect tomorrow, and it's already had an effect on the markets. North American stock markets fell further yesterday, as U.S. President Trump has promised to hit Canada with 25% levies on steel and aluminum tomorrow. Other tariffs have been put on hold until April. It's the 5-year anniversary of the COVID-19 global pandemic. The WHO